A few things before we start. Number one, me and Emer are doing a live podcast show in London on the 6th of May. There are a few tickets left, so I'm going to leave that link in the description. Sir Shaman, aka Songs for Dads, is also going to be performing as our like warm-up act. She'll have a 35-minute set. Her music is fucking beautiful. Like, you have to see it live, especially because she doesn't have any of her songs properly recorded yet. So I think now is a good time to catch her while you can, because she's going to be fucking huge soon. It's in Earth in Stoke Newington. Stunning venue. There's going to be a full bar. There'll be a little interval so you can get a few drinky poos, and then me and Emer will be on from an hour to an hour and a half. We are planning the show at the moment. It's going to be so funny and so fun. I love doing the live shows. Another thing is we are doing a fundraiser for Women's Aid. So Emer designed a hoodie that we're doing with Everpress. So it's all pre-order. So we only make the amount that people are ordered, so there's no waste at all. So if you want to pre-order them, they'll be linked in the description. 100% of the proceeds will be going to Women's Aid. We're not, obviously not making any money from it. So if you want to, basically you get a hoodie and you're donating to Women's Aid at the same time. That's going to be linked in the description. And also, this is probably my favorite episode me and Emer have ever done. We both get very vulnerable in it. Also, I should probably leave a trigger warning if you are sensitive to anything to do with eating disorders, food, eating, body image. We do delve into that and deconstruct like our conditioning. But you could probably learn something from it as well. But don't continue to listen if you think that you'll be triggered by any way. I wouldn't want to upset anyone. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it recording?
Okay.
Well,
how have you been?
I've been good. I literally, I had this like realization on holidays, right? And I had the best holiday, like literally the best time ever.
Yeah.
And I just realized that, remember we said in a podcast, like, I think it was three podcasts ago, it was something to do with New Year's resolutions, and I was like, I need to be nicer to myself.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can already feel the tears welling up, my palms are sweating. I don't want to ruin the makeup because we're taking pictures, so but yeah, I just realized that I spent my whole time on holidays wishing I looked like the person beside me or the person behind me, and like it got to a stage where like I didn't realize that the words that I use about myself upsets others. Do you remember in that podcast that we you said something about yourself, you're like, I look in the mirror and I go, ah,
yeah,
and I started crying.
Yeah,
that came to me because my boyfriend was like really upset by the words I was using about myself. And I just realized that, like, I need to be nicer to myself. I never felt so much pressure on holidays because everyone was telling me, oh my God, I can't wait to see your photos that you're going to take. I can't wait to see nice photos. So I felt this pressure that I needed to be like those fucking influencers on holidays that take stunning photos that are all probably edited, to be honest, and color changed and everything. So when I was asking my boyfriend to take these photos and I was looking at them, it was like, I was getting so upset and I was wishing that I looked like, say, the tan girl beside me or just any other person but myself.
Yeah.
And I came home with this like insane feeling of guilt because I was like, I can't believe that I talk about myself that way. And I've actually upset people from the way I speak about myself. Like, my boyfriend was so upset about some things that I was saying. And he was like, it's like imagining someone else saying that about you, or about your best friend, or about someone you love. No one likes hearing people say bad things about people you love.
Yeah.
And he was like, imagine you heard someone say stuff like that about me. And I was just like, oh my God, I came into this realization where I was like, I'm never gonna love myself or love the way I look if I keep telling myself that I'm fat or I'm ugly or that I need filler or oh no. It's just like I never realized how bad it was until someone actually like confronted me about it.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly calling myself fat. I'm constantly saying, and like from such a young age as well. And that's why, like, the pictures that I put up on Instagram when I was away, like, I had to put something funny at the end of it because I was like, this is all fake. Mm. Do you know? Like, this is all fake. Like, I'm sitting on a beach and I look pretty, but, like, the stress and the insecurities that went, like, to take those photos, like, it, like, I actually couldn't believe how stressed I was from trying to look pretty when I'm on holidays instead of trying to enjoy myself. Now, don't get me wrong, I had the best holiday of my life. Mm. But I've learned, and I was only gone for fucking 2 weeks. You'd swear I was gone for months. But I came back with so much more.
Yeah.
Because I then somsai that whole experience in Bangkok with that person that we met. Like, I was just like, they value and are so grateful for so little. Mm. And there's me sulking because I look like you can see a roll in a picture.
Mm.
You know, I don't know. It's just something that I've been thinking about. And I like, I just couldn't believe how upset my boyfriend got about me making a comment that was so, I literally didn't even realize I made it.
Yeah, because it's so normal in your head to say those things to yourself.
Didn't even realize I said it.
Mm.
And he was just like, he was just like, it, like, I could see the tears in his eyes. He was like, I can't listen to you say these things about yourself anymore. And I don't really know what there is to do. Like, I know Kendall Jenner said something about putting a picture of your baby self on a mirror. Is that a TikTok thing?
Oh, as your screensaver on your phone, so that you learn to treat yourself with more compassion, because everyone can look at a child or a child image of yourself and think they're so innocent. Yeah. And I would never want to speak to them the way that I speak to myself now. So what makes us think that it's okay as an adult to bully yourself into submission? But you can't, like the quote says, you can't hate yourself into someone you love.
Mm.
And you have to remember as well, I don't love you for your body. Mm. Ryan doesn't love you for your body. There's so many remarkable attributes that you have, Emer, as a person. And you're just so... You're so loving and kind and so, like, you're full of talent and joy and excitement, and you always want to have fun and always turn everything fun. And you're just such, like, you're a storm in a teacup, and you bring such sunshine into people's lives that it's horrific that you think that you don't value yourself for those reasons, but you choose to focus on the things that you feel insecure about. And those things aren't real. Like, those structures that are put onto us is, like, made up by some marketing team somewhere years ago so that women buy more products to make themselves feel better. Like, those things are not real. Like, women are just put on planet Earth literally to love each other and to be affectionate and talk to each other and communicate. Like, I was reading this book called The Female Brain and how it differs from the male brain, because a lot of neuroscience was based off of men's brains for years up until the 70s, when obviously we were made up of different hormones like estrogen and progesterone. And when we're at, like, say, you know, at the part of your month where the dominating hormone is progesterone, that's when the inner self critic is so loud. But also synthetic contraceptive pills are mostly made of progesterone. So if you're taking a contraception pill, you constantly are feeling bad about yourself because that hormone is, like, the prevalent one in your head. So you're always going to feel shit about yourself. Like, you know, when you're PMSing and you're like, I feel fucking disgusting in my body. And you're not liking your reflection in the mirror. Whereas the estrogen hormone, when that is the dominating hormone in our body, which is the first half of our month's cycle, we crave affection and love and communication. And that's why women always want to talk to each other and we want to cuddle and we want to hug. And men can't experience that the same way. Like, we can hug and we can talk to each other and we'll have, like, they've, in the book, she compares it to, like, having a bump of coke. the same chemicals are released in our brain when we have a bump of coke as to when we, like, hug and talk to each other.
Oh,
and only women can experience that. Well, females, like, sex, not obviously women, because anyway, I want to have inclusive language, but it's such a shame that because of how we're conditioned and like because of social media and all the stuff, we're forced to compare ourselves to each other when that's not in our nature. Women aren't supposed to be competitors. It's actually men who are supposed to compete against each other to fight for our attention. Whereas they flipped it in a way that if we're not as skinny or pretty or young looking, all of a sudden we start hating ourselves. But if you hate yourself, you can't be a good partner to the people around you, you know, because you're so focused on your own image or like what you look like that you can't perform at your best capacity or whatever, or be as loving as you want to, because you can't love the people around you as well as you want to if you can't even love yourself.
Yeah, it was funny because it was the last day we were in the airport, and I am always like gong gongs. I call McDonald's gong gongs, and I was like gong gongs, yay! And like it was like our thing, and every single, because we fucking had so many flights when we were in Thailand, and we'd get McDonald's, and it's just so weird because like some days I will eat 5 McDonald's burgers and don't care, and then I don't know, I think it was from sitting on that one of the flights. I was on the flight for 7 hours and we got off and we were in Dubai and we were going to go to McDonald's and it was the thing. It was like, yeah, I couldn't bring myself to get something in McDonald's because I was like, I can't because I am so large that it's... And I'm not fat and I know I'm not, and I'm not saying like that if you eat McDonald's you're fat either. I eat McDonald's all the time, but I was saying that like if in my head I was like, if I eat one more McDonald's, like I'm gonna gain like 5 stone. Like I'm so unrealistic with everything that goes on in my head. It's so unrealistic and it's so stupid, but like in my head, like it convinces me that like, okay, I'm gonna gain like another stone if I eat this. Now I don't even fucking know how much a stone is. I don't know anything, but in my head I'm convinced that I am gonna explode if I have a McDonald's burger. So I got to the board thing where you go order, and Ryan was like, are you going to get anything? And I was like, no, I literally made a comment and went, no, I'm the fattest person in this fucking airport. I can't eat anything here or something like that. I was like, no, I can't. I'm too fat. I can't. And he was like, and I said it so nonchalantly. And like, then like afterwards, I was just like, what? I wanted that and I didn't eat it. I got a coffee instead. And I did, and I like, I was depriving myself of food when I was about to get on a fucking another 7 hour flight, depriving myself of food because I let this thought take over me that I was like, if I have another McDonald's burger, I'm going to explode, which is so, it's the most stupid thing ever. But it's like, it doesn't make sense how my brain works. Yeah. But it was in that airport where I really realized, I was like, wow, like, that's a really awful thing to say. That's like, I'm not fat. I'm obviously, I have meat on my bones. There's nothing wrong with that. But they're saying comments like, I'm the fattest person in this room. When you know you're not. But it's like, it's you're saying it so, what's the word when you're just like, you don't even care about the other people around you? So,
ignorantly?
Ignorantly?
I don't know.
Ignorantly? Like, it's like, I obviously know that that's not true. But like, for someone else to hear me say that, that's hurtful.
Yeah.
That's like, what? Why would you say that?
Like, I know from growing up, we probably both experienced it. And our, like, parents of the older generation, my mom is constantly pulling at her, like, pulling literally at the skin on her hips. And she's like, I'm a fucking fat. You know, just constantly. Now, I'm really lucky I never had body image issues, but it really affected my sisters and it affects the people around you. I had teachers, obviously, who would be talking about it. And even, like, in TV shows, the comedic relief. You know, Friends, and Monica is fat and everyone's always laughing at her.
I never watched Friends.
Oh, well, anyway. But, like, in every single show, like, Peter Griffin is depicted as, like, lazy and stupid, as well as Homer Simpson. Any character that is fat on TV is depicted as stupid and lazy when that is obviously not true. Like people like for different reasons can't be of like the size they're supposed to be for health issues, like underactive thyroid, PCOS. Maybe they're on some sort of medication that makes them retain water weight. And then there's people like the two of us, say for example, and we're like, oh, we're so fat, when we're actually skinny.
We're literally normal size.
But also there's literally nothing wrong with being any bigger. And I think that's where a lot of your issues probably stem from, is that you think there's something going to be inherently wrong with you if you gain weight. And I don't know where that could have come from. If like your parents, TV, and everywhere online is telling you that you're worth less or worth less. Yeah, worth less because you're at a different size. And I think that everything's going in the right direction. The fashion industry is like being more inclusive with their sizes, but like still what's so prevalent in our minds is nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. That's, and even the heroin chic like trend is coming back in.
That's what a
it's so fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
And like even I've been guilty of it before, being like, if I feel down and I've lost weight, I get like a rush of something that I'm doing something good or that I deserve a reward because I'm at a like perfect size or something because I fit into something that I shouldn't be able to fit into.
Yeah, I think being in Thailand as well, the last time I was there, I had my eating disorder.
Mm.
I was literally so thin, like scarily thin. I'll show you the photo after. Mm. And it was weird being back because unfortunately I would have thought that getting over that hump of, you know, I was severely skinny and like actually all of my thoughts were working because I was, because the thing is with me, thank God, is all of these thoughts go on in my head, but I don't diet.
Mm.
I don't run around and exercise loads. Like I do what I do, but like I don't do a huge amount to help these thoughts. Like I wouldn't feed into them.
Yeah,
feed into them. But unfortunately, they're still there and, you know, you can drive yourself crazy. But I think being back in Thailand and unfortunately, those thoughts are still there it kind of hit me in a way of like, wow, like I'm still not happy with my weight. I'm still not there yet because obviously last time, and I would have thought because of how badly I was, you know, suffering last time that I was in Thailand. And again, this doesn't take away anything of my holiday. I had the best holiday when I was in Thailand the last time. But unfortunately, when I look back on photos, I'm like, wow, I was really, really, really skinny and not in a good place. But it just kind of upset me because I was like, wow, here I am 5 years later and I'm still feeling the same way.
Mm.
Now, thankfully, as I said, I haven't fed into those, I don't feed into it, and I haven't been doing anything, like I don't diet or I don't look at the scales, but the thoughts are still there and I don't know, I think they will always be there. But I do think you're right, it is definitely from growing up and even parents and stuff. Like my sister, I think, is the same. She's very, no, she wouldn't be as definitely not as an emotional attachment to weight as I would.
Mm.
But she's definitely like, it's always, you know, talked about.
Yeah.
Weight in families.
It's so normal to talk about like even the calories of things and
what
you're eating and being like, oh, I'm so bad. Nom, 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 eating a donut. I'm terrible. Oh, don't tell anyone, you know.
Or my mom would go, oh, I can't have bread. I had bread this morning. I'm like, what do you mean? And then I'm like, what, do I not have to have bread? Because I love bread. Do you know what I mean? And like, again, I just want to go back on what I was saying just about in the airport, like saying comments, especially out loud.
Mm.
I think saying things about that out loud to yourself is absurd. Like, of course, people have thoughts in their head.
Mm.
But when you say it out loud and someone flags it to you, it's actually kind of embarrassing.
But that is probably good, though, as well, to be saying it out loud. And then you realise how ridiculous you're being and also how your words can affect others. Mm. And now it's not helping. Like, that's not helping other girls either, say, that are in the same position as you. You want to be able to be like, love yourself as in a good role model in that sort of way. I've definitely been more conscious of my wording since I had a baby, especially a daughter, because I grew up with a mom who literally hates the way she looks. Or on the other end of it, randomly, she showed me a selfie the other day. I went over, she goes, I looked fab the other day, and then showed me a selfie.
I love that.
She goes, I looked fucking fabberoony.
I can literally hear her say that.
And she was in the car, she goes, looking fucking fabberoony. Shows me a photo of her in the car, Forrest in the back, loves it. But then on the other end of it, randomly, and it's just like, it's so yo-yoing, up and down, and it's like, what, it's probably the certain cycle, you know, whatever stage of the month she's at, that makes her like or hate herself. But yeah, it's just horrible. I would never want to talk about myself like that in front of my daughter, because then she'll start to think maybe there's something wrong with me or I should be as self-critical as this as well. Whereas when we're born as children, like children don't experience shame until they're six. which I think is really sad, because children actually do experience shame and embarrassment, and that's when they start to become conscious of themselves. And apparently girls start to look at their bodies and start to dislike their bodies at the age of 8.
Oh my God. Yeah, like I have memories of me as a child looking in the mirror. Now, like, I'm not just saying this. I wasn't the best looking child. You can be honest with me now. I like... The picture of this podcast should be a baby picture. And people will go, oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. No, I wasn't the best looking child. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I do remember. And, like, I had 3 front teeth. Mm. Like, of course I had 3 front teeth. I had 3 teeth in my front.
Oh, did you have to get one taken
out?
I
had to get a tooth taken out. I had a tooth that was, like, is that one of your hairs or mine?
Oh, it's probably mine.
I had to get a tooth taken out. It was in the shape of, like, you know, like a like an orange pip.
Like, of course I, yeah, of course, you know, and I just was just a weird looking child, but
I have memories of myself in the mirror looking at myself being like, why do I look like this? And it's so sad. Like, it is so sad.
Yeah, comparing yourself to, my big thing was Vanessa Hudgens. I was fuming I didn't look like Vanessa Hudgens. I was like, let me on, because my dream was to be, we were both Disney kids. We wanted to be Hannah Montana. Whereas like, I could look at Miley Cyrus and be like, I kind of look like her.
Yeah,
so I can get away with it.
Whereas
I look like Vanessa Hudgens. So I was just like, why are her cheekbones so high? Oh. Like, why is her voice so squeaky? Give me that voice box immediately.
Oh my God. I was only watching a video of her today, actually. I kind of find her voice a little bit irritating.
Yeah, I thought it was put on in High School Musical. And then she's like an old person now. Well, old person. She's like in her 30s and she still talks like that.
An old person? Oh God, cover your ears, 30s. No. Sorry, I'm so excited to be 30. 30, flirty and thriving.
Emer, I've been dreaming of one day being able to be like, to people I know around me, everything I learned in my 20s. Like,
I'd say
dying for the podcast.
Dying for that. Dying for that.
Well, yeah, have you experienced, like, you know the way we were talking about our frontal lobe being fully developed?
Yeah.
Have you experienced anything where you were, like, an aha moment when you turned 25 and you were like, oh my God?
Yeah, not giving as much effort to think, like, say, for example, I definitely am a people pleaser for sure, but I like, even just be it, like, okay, so say for example, like being on my phone. There's another thing that I was going to talk about as well, is like, that like Ryan pointed out to me. He was like, you stay very connected with people, which, like,
yeah, you do.
I stay very connected with people, and that's definitely like a fear of abandonment that I have. Now, I've never been abandoned.
Jeez. Like childhood trauma, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but who hasn't? Hello. It's a weird thing now, even coming back. I swear to God, I learned so much in this fucking airport. I come in.
You're just like realizing things in this airport.
Like leaving them in Dubai as well. Do you know what I mean? I was like leaving them in my layover. I was like, I'm going to leave this here and I'm not going to come back to it. And yeah, I don't know. I just, I think, turning 25, it's so young. It's like turning 25, it's so young.
But this is when you're at apparently peak maturity as a woman. You're like as mature as you're going to get at 25. So it is a pinnacle moment.
Yeah, I think I am just kind of, I need to stop fearing of losing everyone. That's my main fear. And I feel like in the past 2 days that I've been home, but like, just I need to take the back seat of a lot of things, and I need to realize that, like, if I'm not on my phone all day, it doesn't mean that my friends have forgotten about me, my family have forgotten about me. I think just like just basically not giving extra effort that's not needed. Does that make sense?
But I think you as well, because the way your OCD works, you need reassurance all the time.
Yeah.
So that's why you need to be texting us all the time.
Just, all the time,
so
yeah.
You know that if I'm non-responsive, but I'm still liking your messages, I'm there.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah,
you still accept that as a form of me communicating.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But you're like, okay, I'll come back in 2 days. And then when I'm back and like I've had a good night's rest, I'm like, okay, it's voice note time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
you're
like, okay, Keelan's back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's when he said that to me though. He was like, you stay so connected. Like, you're on holidays and you're so connected.
And I'm sure he's a granddad. He doesn't know how social media works. He's like, you don't connect. I'm still on the emails. He's fucking communicating to Morse code. The carrier pigeon. He's like, geez, you're always on that device. We're looking. And you're just like, Ryan, you don't understand. I have to slay in these pictures. I have to slay. Do you know what slay means? Look it up. He's like, new lingo. With the walking stick. We're lucky he doesn't listen to these now. But like, yeah, he was just like, you stay very connected. And he was like, I'm not saying that in like a bad way. Like, it's gorgeous. It's lovely how much I love my friends.
Mm.
But then I'm just thinking, there's actually no fucking need for me to be talking in this group chat right now when I'm on the island with monkeys.
You're being an island gal.
I'm being
right now.
An island gal and I'm chatting. So like, yeah, I think just a lot of things of just like not trying not to be on my phone as much and just like slightly not giving a shit. In a way as well. Yeah. Like, I will always give a shit, unfortunately, because I remember we were talking about in the podcast with Rachel, like, about, like, haters and stuff like that.
Hashtag haters are my motivators.
Yeah, like, I feel like, yes, I will always give a shit, but, like, I think I learned a lot from that podcast when she was like, I thrive off it. Because I was like...
It was such a unique perspective, but yes, it was so inspiring. Rashid, yeah. Let's get her on again.
Hashtag... influencer.
Oh my god, Rashid is hashtag influencing us.
Yeah, like I think I came away from that and I was like, wow, I just want to be more like that.
She is literally, yeah, she's so different to me to the point where I can learn so much from her.
Yeah,
that's why it's so good talking to her, because you don't talk much, but it's, yeah, like I literally got the fur thinking cap on and I was like, abso-fucking-lutely. What color? Minty fusion. That's the one.
Mint
I have.
Fusion. Love. Yeah, I just came away from that and I was just like, I just need to stop giving a fuck about things.
Do you know who is really good at this as well? And it's like Goldust, because we never see her.
Who?
Ellie Moncrief.
Oh, yeah. No, Ellie. Yeah, sorry. Ellie is like, catch me if you can.
Yeah.
I'm the gingerbread man. Like, Ellie disappears off the face of the earth for like years, and then we'll see her like every single day for like
a week. And then lose her again.
I like, do you remember there was a time where I literally didn't see her, and we were using the joke of last year because I didn't see her before Christmas, like. Yeah. And I was like, I haven't seen you since last year. Are you joking? But yeah, she just doesn't give a shit either as well.
She's so
but
good
she's
advice.
Not on social media.
She has Instagram now because she's looking for, yeah, she's on a muff hunt at the moment.
Yeah.
So she's looking for...
Did she get her... Oh, she got her other Instagram back, yeah.
Yeah.
But she, I don't know, I feel like she doesn't use it the way we use it.
No, she wouldn't, because like she doesn't even have a SIM, so she wouldn't even have 3G or anything.
Mm.
She uses it literally to like seek sex.
Seek,
you know,
sex
as you should.
And post a sexy picture.
Yeah,
there,
that,
here
like
and there.
That's what we should just be going on slaying and then leaving.
And then
just,
leaving.
Just
yeah.
Like a slay, mic drop, then leave.
Yeah.
I've been getting way better now because I would use social media to like self-harm and scrolling.
Mm.
Whereas now I'm like, okay, I'm gonna post this, reply to comments, and then I'm gonna go off my phone because I need to do things, you know? But I was,
yeah,
using my phone as like downtime,
yeah,
whereas like I could be doing something else way better for myself in my downtime. And it wastes so much fucking time.
And also, I've started writing.
Oh!
No, well, typing.
Oh!
In my notes.
Stop. Emer, like journaling.
Yeah, because Ryan told me, he was like, you know, you don't really... sorry, I learned a lot on this fucking holiday, if you haven't noticed. He was like, yeah, like, he was like, because I don't read, because I just find it really upsetting and really...
Dyslexia,
yeah, it's just like, it's it makes me feel like stressed. Like, mm-hmm, people read to relax. And you don't understand how much I envy people reading a book on holidays.
Mm.
It looks so good. It's so...
It looks stunning.
It looks so good. I think it's so cool. And I think it's like slay. I've never used that word before and I don't think I'll ever use it again. But like, I'm... And he was like, yeah, just like, you know, when we're not doing things, like my downtime, sorry, I just hit the phone. My downtime would be on my phone.
Mm.
And it made me start thinking about things. And I was like, well, I have a lot of, because I do it with him, but I don't do it with anyone else. But I like
I write poems and I send them to him, or and like funny poems.
Oh, okay.
No, like they're funny poems.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I can say a poem on the spot, like really funny rhyming one. So like, and I sing songs, and he was like, the way you're so good at articulating, like he was like, why don't you just like get that to paper and like start writing? And I was like, I don't think I'll use paper, but I'll use my notes. So I've started writing in my notes, and I find it really like therapeutic, because I'm just writing about what's going on in that moment of time, or like what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking.
Wait, do we have a rap god on our hands?
Oh, sorry. Eminem?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. I'm trying to think, do I know a rap off my heart? Now I'm on the spot. But yeah, can you just tell this holiday was very
transformative?
Yeah, I'm feeling just like on top of the world. Like we're gonna get a McDonald's burger after this.
Oh, absolutely!
No, like we're getting a McDonald's
because I
burger.
Didn't have a steak. I had my period and I didn't have a steak during it, so I'm due.
You're due a McDonald's I'm due burger. I want to get a Big Mac with the Big Mac sauce. But yeah, I just I'm starting to like write on my phone now. Even just like, sorry, Keelan, you're actually gonna laugh at me. I'm shedding right now, but you're gonna laugh at me. You know the Instagram post that I put up with the long caption that took me so long to write, and I like edited Aww. It loads and like reread it and like checked words to see if they were spelled
you
right.
You should have sent it to me. I could have helped edit.
I know. I was really embarrassed. Aww, I was really embarrassed. But yeah, I'm just gonna try, and I'm gonna start. I think I'm going to start like doing yoga classes again.
We need to go to Kim's yoga class.
We need to do Kim, but she does them on the weekends, but and I usually work, but we'll sort it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Because she got a big girl job. She started today.
I've heard. Yeah, Ellie told me she got a big girl
big
job.
Big girl job.
But she said I could bring the baby. So that's why it's good.
Yeah, perfect.
Because I'm solo parenting now.
Yeah, yeah.
Solo parent.
Solo parenting.
She's not divorced,
everyone's
by the way.
Be like, they broke up. No. He just got a job. Like, he just got a job. But yeah, I just want to start doing things that are like nice and, I don't know.
Good for you.
I feel positive.
That's great.
I feel really positive after my, because like, of course, then like I got my period on holidays as well. That was another aspect of me feeling shitty and feeling bloated and literally like my stomach balloons. And that was my second period of the month.
Aww.
So that's upsetting. And then there's the mood swings, then there's the, you know, the pain and all that involved. So like, of course, all of those thoughts of me, you know, feeling low about myself and like comparing myself to others, like they're all are, you know, it's all connected in a way, you know, like obviously periods, hormones. I do have the IUD, which has hormones in it, which obviously aren't natural hormones. Now, it is the lowest dosage of hormones in a contraceptive, but there is still unnatural hormones in my body. Are they unnatural?
Well, they're synthetic. Yeah,
synthetic. Yeah. So no, I don't think that it has affected me that much at all, but I do think that when my period comes along, those thoughts of me, you know, I'm so fat, I'm so ugly, that they enhance. But unfortunately, day by day now, I bleached my hair and I bleached my eyebrows and I am the hottest person in the world right now. But that isn't so bad that a bit of bleach fucking does the trick.
But I used to be like that when I had my hair bleached and I used to wear tan all the time.
Mm.
Whenever I was feeling low, I needed to do something practical in order to make myself feel better. Like, you know, when you put on a full face of makeup, it makes you feel worse because you're like, I look worse than before. There's no saving me.
Yeah.
So I used to be like that. And then genuinely, I quit tan. Like, when have you ever seen me wear fake tan?
Yeah.
Not since we lived in London. And quit fake tan, grew out my lovely natural hair. Now my hair is stunningly healthy, so long. And I get freckles in the summer, like, because I don't need to fake tan. So now I actually prefer myself without the bleach, without the tan. Mm. And anytime I'm feeling shit about myself, I know that it's going to pass because I can tell myself it's only temporary rather than having to succumb to like a beauty standard or something.
Mm.
But like, so I totally understand. Not that I'm like, you're a piece of shit because you bleach your hair and you wear fake tan. But I'm just like, fake bitch. No,
fake.
But I totally understand that that's what, like, if you need to do that, I think absolutely. Because, sorry, other piece of tea. You know it's illegal now in France for influencers to get work done or use a filter on their photo and not disclose in the caption that they've had work done or that there's a filter being used in the picture. And they'll get jail time and a fine of 30 grand and be banned from content creation. Now, I think this is really... I only realised this is fucked up because Jason was like, I think that's like demonising the female for a beauty standard that's out of their control. Like, men are setting this beauty standard that we have to succumb to, and we'll get an easier ride in life because obviously men like are nicer to you because of the halo effect and pretty privilege. Men are nicer to you if you, the more attractive you are.
Mm.
So women then like altering themselves to look a certain way so they get an easier ride in life are now getting punished, like legally criminalized because of this.
How is that even real?
But also, it only said in the article, it only said influencers and not celebrities, which I found weird. Because it's like, why aren't celebrities upheld to the same standard? Why is it only influencers?
That's really strange. I don't get that at all. So, like, basically, like, that's really, like, embarrassing. No? What if you got a bit of filler and you didn't want anyone to know and, like, you know.
I know, that's
you
why
went,
I'm...
Like, you went online and you, like, not that it's embarrassing to get filler. Hello, we all have it. Yeah. But, like, I mean, like... What if you really were insecure about something and you just didn't tell anyone about it, and then you go online and you have to... I don't think... I'm surely it's for people who like look like they have work done.
I don't know. It could be... No, I didn't... I should have probably done more research. It could be from people maybe photoshopping their bodies on pictures.
Definitely.
I understand that. That's fucked up. I don't think people should be doing that. But I don't understand the doing, like getting Botox or filler and then having to disclose that in every single picture.
Yeah.
Being like, just so you know, guys, I've gotten work done.
Yeah.
But also that doesn't... like if I saw... when you look at an influencer, you know they've gotten work done. Mm. Like, it's not a secret. But it's not going to stop you from comparing yourself to them. You're just going to say... You're just going to think to yourself, I should get Botox and filler as well.
Yeah, it's nearly like promoting it, no? Because yeah. It's like, I look like this. By the way, guys, I have filler. So it's like, you should get it too. Mm. I don't know.
But they also made it illegal, sorry, to do a sponsorship with a place like that. So get gifting or to be sponsored by a place that does filler or Botox.
Mm.
I don't know. I should probably do more research out before I talk about it.
I do understand like the photoshopping and stuff like that. I really personally don't think that like especially influencers, well like no one, but it's just like putting up pictures and like I don't know how many countless podcasts or interviews people have spoken about this, but like putting up pictures that are edited when you're meant to be an influencer. Like your title is influencer.
Yeah.
And you're meant to be influencing people. Why are you editing your photos? Sure, look, I get hooked on it. Do you know what I mean? That's why I was, you know, beating myself up on the beach of in Phi Phi Island. Because yeah. I was like, I don't look like these influencers. But it's like, I understand that part, but I don't agree with them. If like a, say for example, like God forbid, like so, like someone had a really big insecurity and, you know, they got a little bit of chin filler or something. Like, would they have to disclose that?
I don't know. Maybe I should look into it more. But for fucking years, they've been airbrushing pictures in magazines, on telly.
Mm.
Like, it's not a thing I think that's going to go away overnight.
No.
But it's, I find it fucked up that they're like actually...
taking action.
Taking legal action.
Look at both of our thinking caps on.
We need a fur hat.
Where is the mint green fusion?
It's actually downstairs.
Where is the mint green fusion? Sorry, I actually love this buzz, by the way.
I know this is like back to our roots on the phone. I feel way more comfortable. Now, I love Shane. Don't get me wrong.
Love Shane.
This is our sound tech, Shane. Love you. Shane, if you're listening, obviously never going to listen to this.
No.
Shane, if you're listening, obsessed with you. Yeah, we're usually in the stew because you can't have a guest on with the phone being like, just snuggle up in the bed here. It's fine. Just snuggle up and just stand real close.
Just snuggle in.
But no, it's more profesh in the studio, but I also feel uncomfortable. I don't flow at my natural state.
Yeah.
Also, I hadn't gotten enough sleep in the past 6 months.
It is definitely being in the studio. It's way more... Because like when you know someone else is listening to you, it's like... I don't know. I just feel like... I definitely catch myself looking at Shane and being like, for the approval.
I catch myself looking at him for like approval.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then like, I'm like, someone else is listening to this. And I don't know, I feel like there's definitely a lot of pressure, which it's so funny that we say that because we do a live show in front of like hundreds of people.
Yeah.
But it's different when you're, it's like an intimate show. Mm. It's way, remember the intimate show, like you weren't a big fan of because it was so intimate and it's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like,
you could see their faces and you could see their reactions. That's why it's harder to sing. You'll know from auditioning at X Factor. Oh. It's harder to sing in front of three people than it is in front, like you were a star of your musical. We both were, sorry, me and you were both leads in our musicals.
I know.
What?
Which is wild.
But you know from like performing on stage, it's less nerve-wracking than it is going to an audition because you can see their faces and see their reaction. Whereas with a crowd of people, the spotlight's on you and you can't see their faces.
Mm.
So that's why it's much easier to perform on stage than it is with just one person.
Yeah.
And like, it's too clinical or something being in a studio because there's headphones, the microphone, you know there's a camera on you. Whereas here we're just literally chilling the F out.
Yeah.
And ordering a McDonald's.
Ordering a McDonald's. And I feel like as well, I like would be so embarrassed to start crying with someone else in the room. Even though like I cry, like, I love crying and stuff. But with the podcast that we do in the studio, I don't think there's the same emotion there.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's why it's good for having people, because we don't want to cry with the people.
No.
Not with the interviewing
Not
a person.
Not with the people.
Like, I was good. If we interviewed the Wicklow Democratic School and that was like on our beds cuddled up, I probably would have started crying because I was thinking so much after that and before, thinking about my childhood and my experience in school and how I just felt let down of myself. Because one of the things I wanted to talk about, when my frontal lobe fully developed, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, it was actually like, you know, when something's done in the microwave and it's like, bing!
Yeah.
It was like I was literally fully cooked. Now, I think mine came a little bit earlier than my 25th birthday because of the hormones when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like my brain was literally on overdrive trying to like mature itself for my baby. But when the microwave dinged and I was fully cooked, all of a sudden, because I like didn't think much of like consequences, regret, I never experienced that because like what's the point in living life in regret? But for some reason, when my brain was fully cooked, all of a sudden I regretted so much. I was literally steeped in regret. And this might be why some people experience maybe a wave of depression or unmotivation, lack of motivation when they hit 25, as in like, what's the point of going on? And, you know, shit like that. Because I couldn't forgive myself for the choices I've made in the past. And I know from when your frontal lobe isn't fully developed, you don't understand the concept of consequences. So you make decisions based off impulse. So when you're a teenager, you do stupid shit because you don't understand consequences. That's why you see like groups of teenage lads on the dart smoking joints and like beating the shit out of each other, because they don't understand the concept of consequence. But I had that so much like in my early 20s. And then when I turned 25, it felt as if everyone else who was around me at that stage or around me now knew something about the world that I never did. And they knew how to behave in the world in a better way or compose themselves in a way that was acceptable. Whereas I felt like I never had that. I could never act normal. And I felt like I was always acting or trying to be as normal as possible when I was just desperately trying to feel like I was a part of something, but it just brought me to negative places and made me make stupid decisions. Like, I regret obviously doing OnlyFans, and
do you?
Oh my god, so much.
Really?
So much. And I regret like going to London and not taking that opportunity to maybe do an internship or learn a trade. And I regret dropping out of college, and I regret not just taking a huge gap year and waiting to do college instead of wasting all that money, because I paid for my fees in BIM like when I went to college. So I just wasted $3,000 for absolutely no reason, for not even finishing the degree, when I should have just waited and worked and travelled instead of trying desperately to fit in somewhere. That's why I kept doing different degrees, because I wanted to make my parents proud and I wanted to fit in. I wanted to have a degree like everyone else, and I wanted to have the full college experience. But maybe if I just moved abroad or travelled, or like I was working as well as going to college, but I wasn't being kind to myself because I wasn't saying I was just good enough by being myself. I always had to, you know, do something
that I felt like was more productive, even if I didn't feel like it suited me. And now that I'm 25, I feel like I've wasted all that time, whereas now I know exactly what I want to do. So I feel like I should have just waited a bit before making any huge life decisions.
But I think living that way in like regretting and being like, oh, I wish, like, at the end of the day, like, you can't build a fucking time machine.
No.
So it's no.
No, you can't. But I went through a phase. I think that's why I'm so happy now. Like, I was so depressed for the past 6 months, and then it was like something clicked in my head where I need to continue with my life. And I know all the things I've learned from those mistakes. I've learned from those regrets. Even if other people are holding me accountable or people are being like, what a fucking idiot, remember when she did this. That's why it's harder for me, because I documented it all on the internet. Mm-hmm. So there's like receipts, you know, there's proof that I've done all this stupid shit. Whereas now, and people can't accept that people can change their mind and they can learn and they can grow. People hold you, or they define you by your past mistakes and the shit that you've done in the past, when realistically every single person is changing constantly all the time. Everyone's made the same mistakes as me. But I just think it's because I've been on the internet for so long, I feel like I can't forgive myself because it's all online somewhere. But I can't, I can't be living in the past and wishing I did all these other things. All I can do is use it to my advantage and know that I trust my decision making now. Because when I became fully cooked, I really like know exactly what I want, and I know what I want for the future. And it's not like I'm constantly trying to decide what I want to do. Whereas before, my frontal lobe was fully developed. I had no idea where I was going, what I wanted to do, or what stage of life I should be in, or who I was. Whereas now I know exactly who I am. So I don't care about appeasing to other people or trying to fit some sort of mold that I think will give me approval from my parents or my peers or the people on the internet, because I know the only person who I need to impress is myself, my daughter, and Jason, and like be a good friend to you and a good sister to Ellie and Zirta. Like, that's really all I care about. Whereas beforehand, I was caring so much about fitting some sort of mold and being like, I have to make loads of money to be seen as successful. I have to have a degree and a master's to be seen as smart.
Amount of followers to progress.
Exactly. Anyway, I feel I'm waffling on now. So
You take that. No. I need to get some water.
I really, I just actually was going to ask you as well. Like, obviously, everything's been documented.
Yeah.
Do you like obviously you say you regret it, but like, do you not think that it's actually kind of nice that everything's documented, because you obviously, if you look at yourself back then, not that you were a mess or anything, but like, to see the progress in yourself, like the picture that you put up the other day, like, she looked very unhappy.
She looked very unhappy.
She didn't look well now.
No.
And to see kind of the change, and I know obviously there's negatives that come from, you know, documenting, you know, your life and decisions that you make, you know, online, but I do think that in some ways, like, you can look at it as like, you know, a diary. You can just be like, you know, at least I'm not that girl back then.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's inspiring nearly that it's documented, because everyone who's watched you or everyone who knows about you has seen you along the way. And it's up to them if they want to, you know, hold on to something that you did 5 years ago. Well, then fuck them. But like, everything that you're doing right now, it's so obvious to everyone that like, this is what you were meant to be doing. You were always meant to be a mommy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You were always meant to be a mommy. You've always had that in you. Sure, you were my mommy in London. And it's just like, it makes me sick that people latch on to things like that. Because at the end of the day, like, when you were going through all of this, people are going through all this shit. Like, you documented it. But like, the amount of people that you helped going through all of this shit as well. That's what, like, it makes me sad to think that you regret them, because it's like, that shit helped people, whether you think it or not. Do you know?
Yeah.
Am I waffling?
No, you're not waffling at all.
Making sense here?
No, you're making sense.
My stomach is sweating.
Yeah, you didn't order the McDonald's. Jason is going to be fuming. He's literally down there. His belly is probably rumbling.
I can hear it.
He's like, where's my double cheeseburger? But yeah, I do think now, because of my past mistakes, it's made me a way better person. Yeah. And that's what I can guarantee and reassure myself in a way that I know that, and I always want to be better. And I think that the two of us are always wanting to be better people. Mm. And that's why we get along so well. Because yeah. we both fuck up, but we always want to be better.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I just say as well, can we just like talk about how we lived in a room together for like weeks? Because like, I don't know, I just think about it and I'm just like, there's so many people that I know that like aren't friends anymore because they moved in together. And or like relationships. I was talking to this girl that I was tattooing and she's moving in with her boyfriend and like she's nervous about it. And like they've been together so long. And it's like,
but it really will make or break you.
It is like if you want to know me, come live with me kind of buzz. And obviously, like, I'm so happy in my relationship and like being on holidays. Like, it is like, you know, you
a
see.
Tester.
Yeah. And it was brilliant. Thank God. And like, I'm a fucking tough person to live with. I have to tell you that. Like, you know that. Like, I'm literally just like, boom, like throw everything around the place. But I was only thinking about this the other day. Like, how the fuck did we not kill each other? But it's obviously because every element in our bodies, I think it just like clicks. Does that make sense? I feel like we're like a jigsaw. Yeah, like it just like what I'm lacking, you have loads of like words.
But
I'm lacking like vocabulary. You have loads of vocabulary. Yeah. But like what do I have loads of?
Like
giggles.
Energy and the ability to socialize. And I'm so reserved in a way where I would stay in. Like if I didn't have you, I would never probably have half the friends that I do now. Or like know half the people I do
now. Yeah. Yeah, so it's all just very, like, I don't know why that came to my head there. This damn holiday, I really, really changed my life.
Literally eat, pray, love out of your head.
No, either. Like, eat, pray, love out of my head, guys. Like, I literally, and also, by the way, I got a tattoo of, like, it's like this Thai thing. I actually should really get the actual name of it because I can't be going around being like this Thai thing. But it's like a good luck charm.
Oh, yeah.
And you can only get it on your upper half of your body. Mm. You can't get it on your lower half. So me and Ryan got the same ones.
Oh, you got matching tattoos.
Yeah, we got matching tattoos. But it's not like, it's not matching because it's like, it's a thing in Thailand. Like everyone has them. Like all of the men have them. Mm. It's not like we got like the initials.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I actually, excuse me, I said I wanted this and then he copied me. Yeah, but it's, I think also genuinely from getting my tattoos and stuff, like it's like good luck charms and I'm like feeling the positive energies from it. And I pray to the Buddha.
Okay, bye, love you.
Bye, love you.